I was living in a shebeen, what you call a shebeen here, with me parents and Uncle Seamus. And he was a good worker. And when my parents had to go away, he would leave us with Uncle Seamus, because he was a steady hand. He didn't drink too much. He was a hard worker. He looked after us. He was a little shy. And saying he was shy for an Irishman is like saying the Atlantic is deep for an ocean. He was shy. So he never got married. Well, it was getting to be All Hallows Eve. And the custom then was you let your fire die down. You let your fire go out. And when it was dark and it was All Hallows Eve, that was the night when the spirits could cross over from the other world. When it was dark, they lit a bonfire on the hill, and you went up and you got fire, and that was your fire for the next year. Well, it got to be dark. We could see out the window that the bonfire was starting up. So me Uncle Seamus said to me, "Georgia, you go and get the fire. Take this branch, it's a good pine branch. Take this branch and bring us back fire." Well, I went up to the bonfire, and it was fun. We were laughing and dancing and singing. And I stuck my branch in, and I got it blazing. And I came back to the shebeen, and when I went in, I saw my Uncle Seamus sitting in the corner, and his face was white. And I said, "Oh, Uncle Seamus, you look like you've seen her." And then I remembered it was All Hallows Eve, so I held my tongue. And I lit the fire. Because while I was gone, my Uncle Seamus heard a footstep on the gravel outside the door. And he heard the rattling of chains. And inside came the figure of a woman. It was all in black, in a dress that was a style of 100 years before. And it was veiled. And it was all wrapped in old rusty chains and padlocks. And it rustled as it came in. And as he sat there and he looked up, the figure pointed at him and said, "We wear the chains we forged in life. We wear the chains we forged in life. You're wasting your life, Seamus McConnell. You're wasting your life, Seamus McConnell." "Me?" he said. "I'm wasting my life?" "Yes, Seamus McConnell. What will you have to look forward to when you're old? You have no children. You have no wife. You should get married." "Me? Get married?" "You wear the chains you forge in life." And he said, "Who would be marrying me? Look around you, man. There's many a fine widow in this town. The widow McConaughey, for one." "The widow McConaughey? What would she have with the likes of me? She's got her own farm. She reads books." We wear the chains we forge in life," the figure said, and disappeared. Now, it wasn't everyone surprised the next week after church. Seamus McConnell went up to the widow McConaughey and started talking to her. And soon they were stepping out together. And eventually the banns were posted and they got married. And just before Seamus carried his bride over the doorstep of her cottage, that was now his cottage, she said, "Husband, I have one favor to ask of you. You're a good man. There's a wee cabinet in the back. If you love me, don't ever open it." And he swore that he wouldn't open it. And they lived very long and happily together. And he never opened that cabinet. I know, because when they died, I inherited that cottage. And I cut the padlock off that cabinet with a hacksaw. And I opened it up. And I opened up the old rusty hinges. And inside was an old tattered dress in a style of 150 years before. And a pile of old rusty chains and padlocks.